Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurricane for the Gators for the 58th time. We're expecting suspense from beginning to end at Hard Rock Stadium. And away we go. Davis sends it high, end over end. Brown looks up, fields it at the goal line, brings it out. Right side 10, 15, center step. Hit once, hit twice. Brought down short of the 20-yard line. Lagway in the shotgun off the right hash mark. Wilson goes left with Brown. Sturdivant short side right. Watch the quarterback run. He needs 14 yards. Lagway to throw. He's in front under pressure. Running left side. Running. Looking. And he's dragged down from behind. It's Marquise Lightfoot. He got him. All three plays account for a loss.
The backs for Carson Beck. He sends Brown in motion. He gets it out to him left side. Gets a block from Tony at the 30. Dribbles out of attack on the 20. 15. 10. 5. Marty Brown. Into the end zone. Touchdown. 28 yards to Marty Brown. There's an eruption of Miami joy all around Hard Rock Stadium. Marty Brown's moment in the spotlight.
The University of Florida, I want to welcome you to Canesville. Miami marches the field and puts points on the board. The receivers do a phenomenal job blocking downfield.
They stepped out. They're going to mark him back, take it all back. Not his moment of in the spotlight. There was an eruption of joy. They say stepped out of the 5. Goes first and goal from the 5. Hurricanes go with their jumbo package. Beck goes under center. He turns. He gives. Left side. Hurricanes pushing the pile. At the 1. And touchdown! Touchdown, Miami! Marty Brown scores from 2 yards out. And for the second time, there's an eruption of joy all around Hard Rock Stadium.
Once again, Gator fan, welcome to Canesville.
3rd and 3. Armando Blunt in with Mesidor and Bain. Lagway in the shotgun. Here comes Bain and Mesidor. And they've got him. They hit him from the side and sack him like a rocket on rails. It's Thomas who sacks him for a loss of 7 yards. And the Gators left to give it up again. Beck to throw. Left flat. Lofton's got it at the 15. Hurdles a man at the 10. Down to the 5-yard line. What an effort by Lofton. 4th and 1. Big moment of the game right here. 13-0 Miami. 11:15 to go. Third quarter. Jumbo package in across the board for Miami. Beck and Brown in the backfield. Handoff goes to Brown. He's hit once. Hit twice. He lunges. Bird breaks.
Breaking
three,
it,
and here we
it.
Go. Brown's off to the races. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. And Marty Brown goes 47 yards for a touchdown. But hold everything. I think they're going to say it was stopped.
Ruling on the field was the forward progress was stopped.
They're going to say he was stopped. That his forward progress was stopped. He got the first down by a hair's breadth. 2nd down and 6 at the Miami 36. Lagway steps into the shotgun. Miami 13, Florida 7. If Lagway takes a shot, he's back to throw. He's looking. He's going to be.
Tackle, baby.
They've got him once, twice. They bring him down. Back toward midfield. Bain and Torre. It's Marty Brown in the backfield. Back under center. Everybody is tight. 3rd down and goal from the 1-yard line. Snap, turn, give. Brown leaps.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Touchdown, Miami. It's a Marty party in the end zone. It's a Hurricanes party in the end zone. One moment of magic for Marty Brown, and Miami leads it 19-7. Flag way to throw. Miami brings some pressure.
There, got
he
him.
Stepped up in the pocket. They got him. Down he goes. Another sack for Miami. Torre's in there. So is Mesidor from the 1 yard line. Hand off to Fletcher. Into the end zone. He dives in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Miami. And the curtains come down on the show. The Hurricanes are going to beat the Gators. There's Hurricanes delight around Hard Rock Stadium and glee and joy and jubilation. Miami 25 and Florida 7. We're down to 15 seconds to play at Hard Rock Stadium. One final snap for Carson Beck. Beck takes the snap, takes a right knee, holds the football. Hurricane fans, you can savor and rejoice. It's a moment and a victory that will live in your hearts forever. Miami has defeated the Florida Gators. Miami 26, Florida 7. That's your final score. There's ecstasy for Miami and agony for the Florida Gators.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.